Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Hoboken, New Jersey is Deborah Edelman. Debbie is a director with Ernst & Young, where she is the U.S. and America's data protection leader and an executive within the Office of Ethics and Compliance and Risk Management. Debbie, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Hey, thanks so much, Adam, for having me.
Glad to have you. So we're going to be talking about artificial intelligence, which is one of those topics that was cool and sexy, and then all of a sudden everyone woke up and started saying, wait a minute, there may be some issues here. So let's start with sort of some basic stuff. AI is about machine learning, which involves combing through vast reams of data. Why would this be an issue for compliance professionals to be involved in?
Yeah, and thanks, Adam. To reiterate what you said, you want to start at the very beginning, and let's just define our term, so to speak. AI is one of many acronyms that are being thrown around to depict a wide range of activity, from simple robotic process automation, or RPA, which is not particularly intelligent, to, as you said, machine learning, or I'm going to throw out some new terms, neural network, or vision imaging. And all of these are complex mathematical tools that leverage IT that can be designed to predict behavior, risk, or an outcome. And they're being used across many industries, or most industries. And so AI is a tool that will be used or is likely already used in many places in your organization or my organization. And because of that, the compliance professional should have a basic appreciation for how these solutions are being deployed, the controls around AI that are designed to prevent and detect any issues, and the stakeholders that are involved in managing that risk. For example, if your business uses a chatbot as part of your loan customer experience program, you may want to better understand how your compliance team can trust that chatbot to deliver acceptable results, which are not biased, as example. And when any of these AI activities interact with humans in a simple fashion, reduce or eliminate the ability of humans to make decisions, this creates ethical, moral, and socioeconomic considerations, which I think we'd all agree the compliance officer wants to be aware of. So in short, AI is a capability, it's a service, it's a feature, it's being applied across many industries, many departments, and so the compliance officer will want to understand how they can trust these solutions.
So you touched upon the fact that they're making decisions and saying things you got to make sure, you know, that are right. So are there some examples of AI leading to compliance issues?
Yes, and some of these have been in the news. They range from, you know, the ones that we giggle over that are slightly humorous to really, candidly, the more tragic. We heard on the less tragic side, we heard just this week that one of the most popular home assistants, the maker of that assistant, confessed that it was built with baked-in gender bias, where if the person, like if you or I ask that home assistant a question, and that question had a clear sexual harassment tone, the home assistant would not be equipped to answer. They would be subservient, so to speak, and not answer in a way that any of us would think would be acceptable. Some other examples include, and this one was in the news, there was an AI hiring solution that was built with data based on certain zip codes that, based on where those zip codes were and the socioeconomic background, it built in bias, leading to precluding certain ethnicities from being considered for hire. But even if you haven't heard about all of those, we could probably all think about other could go wrong scenarios, Adam. So for example, what if you're a bank and you're infusing AI into your bank loan program, which all of a sudden starts declining loans in certain ethnicities? And maybe you don't know right away, there's no light on your dashboard that's flashing, so to speak. That's a compliance issue. And I could think of others as well. But all of these, yeah. They erode that trust that you want to have in the process that's in your organization.
Yeah, trust is obviously really critical. What does this mean for the compliance officer? I think you know, a lot of ways what you're saying is don't trust the AI. You need to make sure what it's really doing.
Yeah, that's right. So maybe here's four things that, you know, when you say, you know, what do you mean for the compliance officer and AI and trust? Here's four things that I think help to paint that picture. And candidly are things that for those of us that have grown up in this industry of ethics and compliance will really touch to our sweet spot and why we are interested in this. So the first is ethics. Does the solution agree with your company values, your mission, and your code? Another would be social responsibility. Does the AI have larger social implications that could negatively affect society or human well-being? It's what I like to say, it's the just because we can, should we kind of consideration. The third would be accountability. For each step in the AI solution or system, is there clarity on how this AI operates? What are its inputs and the decisions that it's supporting? And that's related to this notion of reliability. How can we rely on this AI to make decisions that are going to ultimately affect a group of people, our business, and even larger groups? How do they have rigorous testing, for example, so that they respond safely to unanticipated situations? So that's when we say trust, it's, you know, ethics, social responsibility, accountability, and reliability.
So with all these four areas, this need to have controls, and given all the risks that there are, how should compliance best insert itself into the AI process?
Yeah, and I think that's a really good question because sometimes AI almost seems so big, sort of like an elephant, and, you know, where do you begin? But I think it is in some ways, like you said at the beginning, it's a risk area. And so, you know, here's a suggestion for how we could tackle it. With anything that's a burgeoning area like AI, I think the first thing is for the compliance officer to get up to speed on what is AI, getting back to that whole, you know, let's define our terms, and what are some key updates. So, for example, the European Commission, less than a month ago, or actually a little over a month ago, issued its own AI principles. Clear as day. You can Google it right now. And actually, what's today? The 31st, this day that we're broadcasting. So 9 days ago, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD as we call them, they issued AI principles. And so the first thing I think the compliance officer would want to do is just quick search, read up, learn up. These principles are already being promulgated. And then maybe the next thing is just to ask the question, you know, where are we in our organization deploying, planning, or considering deploying AI? It's quite likely that the board of directors, depending on where your boards are from, they're already asking these questions. They know this is an emerging issue like a blockchain and some of these other ones. And so that's probably something you want to be prepared to answer them. Then, you know, I think all of us are involved in compliance committees of some kind or form. And so take a look at who the stakeholders are on those compliance and ethics committees that you have in your organization, whether that's ethics, IT, InfoSec, talent, legal, risk management, just to name a few, and then get together with those in sort of a working group. And then say, okay, we've looked at the landscape, we've seen kind of what the world is talking about in terms of AI principles, but what does that mean for us, given our organization's mission, vision, values, and code? That's perhaps a start.
Yeah, and it's a start, but it's also a big and substantial one as well, because this is going to be a big substantial undertaking for organizations. So, given that AI is, you know, like a lot of other risk areas, it needs to be treated that way. One of the issues that's going to come up is training. So what kind of training program do you think would make sense in this area that the compliance team should want to roll out to people who are going to be developing AI?
If I could maybe just make one comment, though, is what makes AI perhaps a little bit different than some of the other risk areas that compliance officers are involved in is really the speed of change, even within the AI technology itself. And so I think if we talk about training and learning, that has to itself be baked in, is this constant awareness. So training for the compliance officer, for example, avenues that they can go to stay on top of the environment, perhaps a in terms of learning and awareness, a spot in your internal shared space within your organization where that stakeholder group that we talked about, where they can continue to stay up to speed. But to drill in just a little bit more to answer your question about learning and AI, I think having a customized learning will be important for each of those departments that represent each of those stakeholders. And I think the common thread throughout will be ethics and that ethical mindset. That's probably one of the similarities to AI training to some of the other trainings that folks like us in the compliance world have been doing over the years. And in that regard, that AI training would focus on speaking up, challenging if something doesn't seem quite right, if somebody's being pressured to come out with a solution before rigorous testing and things like that.
And in the minute or two that we have left, one question, I'm sorry, it's kind of a big one, but you already alluded to the fact AI is changing constantly, it's quick evolving, it's something that's likely to keep accelerating in terms of change. How can compliance professionals best continually audit and monitor AI projects for potential compliance challenges? I mean, something can pass muster when it gets launched, but over time and as new data brought in, it's possible that the decision making by the bots is going to get a little awry. How do we stay on top of that best?
The short answer is that the monitoring program should look at the design of the solution, how it's being monitored, and how, in, as you noted, the environment of constant technology change, the organization is itself remaining agile, adjusting as the risk landscape shifts. Models of AI are changing, not daily, but frequently. So those are the three keys that you need in the monitoring program. And then the components within there include something I alluded to before, which is monitoring to make sure there's no bias. The next one would be making sure there's transparency, kind of in my sweet spot of data protection and notice and choice, following those data privacy rules. The third is that notion of explainability, which is one of the challenges with AI, that desire to remove that black box effect. How can you explain something if you don't know how the algorithm, you and I, we're never going to know how it works. So to have a process so that you can trust the results so that they won't make a mistake. And then obviously you want to have consistency so that that solution ultimately is performing with the expectations of the stakeholders. Getting back to what you said, you've got to periodically monitor and measure that outcome. So even though you originally thought, okay, our goal is to look at improve our customer experience for our loan program, and then all of a sudden you see this slight shift to the right, where based on the outcomes, you're realizing this is not consistent with our stakeholder expectations. So those are some of the components that I think a monitoring program has to consider. And then, just if I could just sneak one more in, again, kind of from my world, there's a term in data protection called an impact assessment, and that's an easy fit into a monitoring program. There's specific questions that you can include from an AI perspective. So this notion of a PIA will be very, very helpful in the AI monitoring program.
Well, Debbie, thanks for taking the time to share this. There's obviously much here for further exploration and discussion. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA saying, I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspective.